This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Election Commission today announced the poll schedule for the general election 2024. The Lok Sabha polls will be conducted in 7 phases beginning the 19th of next month. The counting will take place on the 4th of June. The polling for the first phase in 102 Lok Sabha seats will be conducted on 19th April, the second phase for 89 seats on 26th April, the third phase will be held on 7th of May for 94 seats, while 96 seats will go to poll in the fourth phase on 13th May. In the fifth phase, 49 parliamentary constituencies will go to poll on 20th May, while in the sixth phase, 57 seats will have voting on 25th May, and the last and seventh phase will be held on the 1st of June in 57 Lok Sabha seats. With the announcement of the poll schedule, the Model Code of Conduct, MCC, has come into force. Announcing the schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said the ECI team is fully prepared for the biggest festival of Indian democracy. He said the country has 97 crore registered voters and over 10.5 lakh polling stations manned by 1.5 crore personnel. He added there will be 1.82 crore first-time voters in the election. Mr. Kumar highlighted that the commission is ready to facilitate vote from home for electors over 85 years of age and for persons with disabilities. He also said political parties will have to explain why they have fielded a candidate with serious criminal cases in the elections. The CEC said the daunting challenges in conducting free and fair elections are muscle, money, misinformation and MCC violations. He asserted that ECI has put in place measures to deal with these disruptive challenges. He also said drone-based checking will be done on polling day to check the use of muscle power. He underlined that there is no place for bloodbath and violence in the elections, and the commission will be ruthless if violence takes place anywhere during polls. Mr. Kumar said the enforcement agencies have been directed to plug inflow and distribution of liquor, cash, freebies and drugs. He added that the commission has also asked the agencies to do strict vigil of online cash transfer. The term of the current Lok Sabha is going to end on the 16th of June this year. The CEC also announced the poll schedule for Sikkim, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh and Arunachal Pradesh. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi sought public support during the Lok Sabha election to weed out corruption and usher in development. Addressing a public rally in Kalburgi in Karnataka today, the Prime Minister informed that 80 lakh people benefited from Ayushman Bharat scheme in Karnataka, 75 lakh families were provided tap water through Jal Jeevan Mission, over 40 lakh women got LPG connection through Ujwala, and 8 lakh people got houses through PM Awas Yojana. He assured of Modi guarantees to make Karnataka an agriculture and industries hub. He accused the Congress government of indulging in loot and misgovernance in the state. He charged that Karnataka state government has failed in keeping law and order and miscreants are provided protection. Former IAS officer Navneet Kumar Sehgal today took charge as the new Prasar Bharati chairman. Mr. Sehgal is a 1988 batch retired bureaucrat of UP Cadre. He is the successor of A. Surya Prakash, who completed his term as chairman in 2020. Talking to media after assuming charge, Mr. Sehgal said Doordarshan and Akashvani have huge reach and they are reliable sources of information. He said as a public broadcaster, it is the duty of Prasar Bharati to provide unbiased news to the common people. Arrested Trinamool Congress leader Sheikh Shah Jahan's brother Sheikh Alamgir has arrived at Nizam Palace of Kolkata today for CBI interrogation. He has been called for interrogation for the case involving attack on ED officials on the 5th of January this year at Sandeshkhali. CBI has also called 15 other people related to the case. Mafijur Mullah, who is a close associate of Shah Jahan, is also among the 15 people. In All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen will take on world number 9 Indonesian shuttler Jonathan Christie. In men's single semi-final at Birmingham this evening, Lakshya defeated Lee Zijia of Malaysia 2022-21-16, 21-19 in the quarterfinal last night. And with that we end this news bulletin.